What's the source that the appeal process for a gzardin against the tzibur is never closed? The gzardin is never finally sealed. We can call out HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah at any time. Apparently there's a season when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bihimatzo, k'ra'u b'yosa karov, there's a time when he's karov. Pasam b'yochid, the pasuk nishayo is referring to the access kavayocho that an individual has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hocha, the pasuk in v'aschanan, k'asham elokeinu, is referring to the tzibur. B'yochid emas, omer abba b'avua, elu asari yomim sheben Rosh Hashanah yom HaKippur. When the Rambam presents this Gemara in Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva, so the Rambam writes that Alfa Pisha had Tshuva v'hatza'oka yofa la'olam. There's no season for Tshuva on one level. It's always timely. It's always appropriate. But nevertheless, ba'asara hayomim sheben Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim hi yofa b'yoser. It's especially timely and appropriate during Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Shenema dirsha Hashem bihimotzo k'ru b'yoso korov. V'medvar mamurim b'yochid. Aval tzibur kol zman she'osin teshuva v'tzorkin b'lev shalem heim nanin. But when the community, when the tzibur engage in tshuva and cry out HaKadosh Baruch Hu wholeheartedly, so heim nanin, regardless of the season of the year. Now, the pasuk in Chumash speaks of Kashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav, that we can always call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tefillah. There's no mention of tshuva. The Rambam stipulates kol zman she'osin tshuva v'tzorkin b'lev shalem. That guarantee that the Torah gives us of Kashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav is only when the tefillah is linked to, is an outgrowth of, is an expression of tshuva. I've had the impression over the course of this past, I think probably for all of us, unprecedented year within our lifespans, that whereas there has been some focus on tefillah, that the focus on the tshuva, of the osin tshuva, v'tzorek and b'lev shalem, perhaps hasn't been adequate. But where does the Rambam know that from? Kashem Elokeinu, the pasuk kimi goy gadol, the pasuk in v'aschanan kimi goy gadol, Ashalo Elohim Krov Melav Kashem Elokeinu B'chol Kareinu Elav, speaks of the koach of Tfilas HaTzibur. And this isn't an isolated instance in the Rambam. That the Torah has in Parshas Bahalos for the mitzvah of blowing the chatzotzos, the trumpets, in event of a milchama or any other peril, v'chisavol milchome ba'artzechem al hatzar hatzor ereschem v'hareyosem v'chatzotzos. v'nizikartem l'fnei Hashem elokechem v'noshatem me'oyevechem. That the Rambam interprets and identifies the mitzvah belonging to Chatzotzos with tefillah. His introduction to Ilchos Taniyos is mitzvah sase achas v'hi lizok l'fnei Hashem b'chol eis tzari gadola shalotav ala tzibur. In the halachos, in the body of the halachos, mitzvah sase min haTorah lizok ulohaviya b'chatzotzos al kol tzara shetov ala tzibur. Shenema al hatzar hatzar eschem v'hareosem b'chatzotzos. Kloma kol dova sheyetza lachem. And anything which is threatening you, any circumstance which results in your being in dire straits, kagon batzores v'deva v'arba, it can be an enemy attacking, or it can be the threat of a natural calamity, a plague or the like, rachmana litzlan, v'chayotze bohen zaku alein v'horiyu. So the Rambam is clear that the mitzvah which the Torah mandates is a mitzvah of tefillah, albeit in the special form of chatzotzos. And yet the Rambam continues and says, this isn't tefillah isolated, but this is rather tefillah as part of a reaction of tshuva. The same nexus that we observed earlier in Hilchos Tshuva of Vitzibo calls man she'osin tshuva v'tzoekin b'leiv shalem. The osin tshuva is the context for the koach hatfila, the, as it were, irresistible koach hatfila. The same is here. Here too, the Torah is promising v'nizkartem l'fnei Hashem elokechem. The same as Kashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav, there's a guarantee that the Torah is giving. And the Rambam says that the tefillah here is not isolated, it's in context of and an outgrowth of tshuva. Let's try to understand what that connection is. But let's perhaps begin initially just by noting a pattern that emerges from a few halachas in Hilchos Tshuva. Rambam begins Hilchos Tshuva that kol mitzvah shebatorah bein esei bein lo sasei im ova odom al achas mehen bein bezodin bein mishkoga, for any of the mitzvahs haTorah, whether intentional or unintentional violation, kshiyase tshuva v'yoshev mecheto chayiv lehizvados lifnei hakel baruch hu. So the Rambam again defines the mitzvah of vidoy, of articulating the tshuva, as lifnei hakel. In Parak Beis Halacha Dalet, when the Rambam describes tshuva not as a moment of tshuva but as a process, and therefore there's a lifestyle that the individual adopts during that tshuva process, midarkei hatshuva lios hashav tzoek tamid lifnei Hashem. The Rambam in the next halacha, based on a Gemara in Yuma, distinguishes the tshuva for an aveira ben odom l'chaveiro as opposed to a tshuva ben odom l'malkom in terms of whether or not one publicly asks for mechila, that by ben odom l'chaveiro, part of mollifying one's friend is the public element of it. That's gratuitous and therefore inappropriate by tshuva ben odom l'malkom. And the Rambam writes, avol va'aveiro sheben odom l'malkom eino tzarech lafarsim atzmo. The azus ponim hilo im gilam, it's brazenness if a person gratuitously reveals his sins ben odom lamokom, Elishav lifnei hakel baruch. But perhaps the most powerful expression of tshuva lifnei hakel is here in Perek Beis Halacha Beis. Rambam writes, "Umaya tshuva." What is tshuva? Hu sheyazov hachote cheta. The sinner distances himself. He abandons his chet. Yisirenu mimachshavto. It's no longer a potential course of action. He resolves not to repeat the chet. He also experiences remorse over the past. The Mefarshei Rambam explain here that Yoed Alav means that the chote, the one engaging in tshuva, calls HaKadosh Baruch Hu to serve as his witness, as in the pasuk that we had today, I think, Vo'eido bo mes ha-shamayim mes ha-oretz, that lohoyed can mean to give testimony, or it can mean to call someone to testify. And here the Rambam's using it in that latter sense, V'yod alav yodea talumos, that the shav, that the penitent calls HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows a person's thoughts, to attest that his resolve, his determination as such, shelo yoshev lezeh chet lo'olam, that he'll never repeat this chet. Shenema v'lo noma od Eloheinu l'maseh yodinu. So the Rambam here has the Kabbalah l'haba. He splits it into two stages. V'yigmo b'libo shelo yasehu od. Then the Rambam inserts the v'yisnachem al sha'ava. And then the Rambam once again talks about that resolve and determination shelo yoshev lezeh chet la'olam. What's added at the second stage of that resolve and that determination? Two things. Number one, initially, v'yigma b'libo shelo yaseiro translates, I'm not going to do this again. Shelo yoshev lezeh chet la'olam, I will never, ever, ever, ever regress and repeat the chet. There's an absoluteness at the second stage, which is not there in the first stage. The first stage is, I'm not going to do it. The second is, it's an absolute categorical commitment. Regardless of the provocation, regardless of how trying circumstances may be, and the absoluteness is such, and here comes the second difference between the two stages of Kabbalah l'Ahava, that the first one, as it were, is just between a person and himself. V'yigma b'libo shelo yaseirot. He's not inviting HaKadosh Baruch Hu to attest to that. He's not ready at this stage. At the second stage, where the Kabbalah is absolute and categorical, so then the person invites HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but let's reflect on that for a moment, Rabbi Yossi. There's an intimacy here at this ultimate stage of the tshuva. The tshuva clearly here is not simply that the person has changed a habit, has corrected a flaw, has strategized how not to repeat the chait. All of that is true, but at this point, the person is engaging with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The initial stages of tshuva, a person is engaging with himself. A person is hearing the voice of his conscience. A person is recognizing shortcoming, flaw, and looking to effect change. The culmination of tshuva, however, is when the person engages with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The difference between the two is not only in how absolute and categorical the commitment is, it's that now, as the tshuva peaks, the person's engaging with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So much so that Yod Alav Yodea Talumas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're right here, you know. You know that I mean it. You know how deep the resolve runs. The Yod Alav Yodea Talumas Shal Yoshev Lazeh Chet La'olam. In fact, if you look at the context of the pasuk that the Rambam quotes, for as the proof text, the Velnoma Od Eloheinu L'Masa Yodeinu, so the psukim come from this week's the Haftarah for Shabbat Shuva. So it's pasuk Dalet that the Rambam's quoting, but if you see in context. So the Navi says, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, ki chashalta b'avonecha. Kechui machim dvarim v'shuva al Hashem. There's an oral, verbal dimension to tshuva as well. Kechui machim dvarim v'shuva al Hashem. So the Vilnoma Od Eloheinu L'masa Yodeinu is in the context of Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. What does it mean, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha? The Rambam tells us in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva, G'dol the Tshuva Shem Mekarevis Es Ha'odom L'Shechina. Maybe to understand a little bit more what this Hiskarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu involves, let's look at two other Rambams. Afal pi says the Rambam, Shetzkiyat Shofar B'Rosh Hashanah Gzeres HaKosov. Ultimately, every mitzvah is inscrutable. We don't presume to assign an absolute reason for any mitzvah. But nevertheless, remez yeshbo, but we are able to glean what the religious content of a mitzvah is. And in the case of shofar, the message of the kol shofar, koma uru uru yeshenim yeshenaschem, the Rambam has the word uru twice, there's a sense of urgency. Uru, uru, yeshen mishanaschem, it's Rosh Hashanah. There's a sense of urgency in doing the tshuva. Awaken from your sleep, v'nirdomim hakitzu mitar damaschem, if it's a deeper sleep, if it's a slumber, so even from that be aroused. V'chipsu b'maseichem, v'chizu b'tshuva, and what's the culmination? The culmination is v'zichu barachem. Ultimately, the essence of tshuva is that a person becomes God-conscious, focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and thereby connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the Rambam paraphrases the Gemara in Yuma, illustrating, giving us a snapshot of tshuva, so the Rambam, the caption is as follows: Eizeu tshuva gemura. This is the Rambam painting a picture for us with words. It's a snapshot. Eizeu tshuva gemura. Zeshe bali yado dova she'avibo ve'efshe biyado lasos la'asoso upirish ve'osam b'nei tshuva. Circumstances are repeat. He finds himself in the same situation where previously he had sinned, and this time he doesn't, and the only thing that's changed is the tshuva. Lo mi yira v'lo mi kishlon korach. Not fear of some human agency, not because of lack of physical stamina. Ketzad harishavol isha ba'aver la'achaz man nisyachid ima. All the circumstances are the same, but this time So what did the tshuva consist of? What is it that resulted in the fact that this Baal Tshuva Gemura resisted the temptation, didn't succumb to chait? He was zocher zvara. Tshuva means that we move to a different level in terms of our awareness, our consciousness of, our focus upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perhaps it's for this reason that the Rambam has an absolutely remarkable comment in the Mora about tshuva. The Rambam writes as follows: She'i yafsha la'odam shelo yachta v'yifsha. Chait is inevitable. Im she'yisachel b'yisachel b'da'a she'yifcharehu. Maybe a person will foolishly adopt a certain belief, omida, v'hibiltin evcheres be'emes, or a person will cultivate a certain character trait which is really unwelcome. All the tigboris taiva, maybe the chait will result from an overwhelming desire, or a person will become angry and lose the self control as a result. If a person would erroneously believe that he could not correct that, and that the blemish, the fact that he sullied, was irreversible, he would continue, he would persist in his error. And maybe out of a sense of yiyush, he would even compound his chait. But when a person recognizes the belief in tshuva, yisakein, v'yoshuv latov shebe'inyonim, v'yoser sholem imasho yakovim sheyachta. After tshuva, it's not just that a person gets back to the status quo ante, it's not just that a person is able to return to where he was before he fell, a person is yoser sholem imasho yakovim sheyachta. He achieves a madrega which is higher than the one they had before the chait. The intensification, the deepening of his awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in his life increases, is magnified. And ultimately, that's what tshuva is. That increase in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in one's life. Awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, when the person finds himself in that circumstance of chait, so what happens? Uzuchor es bara echa. When does HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer tefillah? How is HaKadosh Baruch Hu being poised to accept and answer tefillah depicted? So if you go back to the pasuk in Vas Chanan that Chazal were commenting on, Ki mi goy gadol asher lo Elohim krovim elav, kashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responding to accepting our tefillahs is a function of korva. It's a function of that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? We say the pasuk three times a day when we speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being ready to answer tefillah, korov Hashem l'chol korov. For tefillah to be accepted, there has to be korva. For a guarantee that tefillah is going to be accepted, there has to be korva. Well, says the Rambam, Ki mi goy gadol asher lo Elohim krov me lov, kashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. There's a circumstance where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be karov b'chol kareinu elav, but korva results from tshuva. And yitachen, that the correct translation, if we'll come back to the Rambam with which we began in Perek Beis Halacha Vav, that the correct translation of avotzibo kol man she'osim tshuva v'tzorek in b'lev shalem, it's not a sequence. There's a simultaneity. Kol zman she'osim tshuva, that they're in the midst of tshuva, there's an acute awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us when we're close to Him. But the Rambam writes, if you take a look on page 3, in the Moreh, Perek Nun Aleph, Halo be'arti l'cho shezeh ha'seichel Asher shofa oleinu, me Hashem yisal lehu adibok asher beinenu uveino. How do we come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not physical. There isn't physical proximity. How do we come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Rambam says with the seichel. Emuna b'Hashem. Yediyas Hashem, focused upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hu adibak asher beinenu uveino. And that's the ultimate stage and attainment of tshuva, where we forge that korva. We forge that korva. That's the basis of the kashem elokein b'chol kareinu elav. That's what the Rambam says. If you find the Torah guaranteeing, as it does, guaranteeing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer the tefillah, Kashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav, v'harayosim b'chatzotos v'nizkartem, it's a guarantee, not maybe, v'nizkartem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, v'noshatem me'oyevechem, it must be that the tefillah is an outgrowth of, is an expression of the tshuva. When a tefillah emerges from that uzachor es barecha, which forges that korva, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees that he responds to our tefillah. Thank you. When the Rambam, you have it here on the top of page 2, gives us the quintessential nusach havidui. So the Rambam says, Ketzed mesvaden o me'ona Hashem chotosi o visi pashati lefanecha v'asisi kach v'kach v'harei nichamti u'boshti v'masai. A person expresses his shame and embarrassment over chait. The Rambam's Mokko, we know. We say the pasuk in Slichos. I think it's Ezra Sofa Amalfanacha. Elokai boshti v'gam nechlamti lahorim panai elecha. What's expressed? And why is the person embarrassed? Embarrassment is a function of exposure. If a person does something improper, but no one catches him in it, his misdeed is not publicized, he's not exposed, there's no embarrassment, there's no shame. If a person acts foolishly, but no one witnesses it, so there's no shame. If I walk into an empty room and I clumsily trip over my own feet, but no one's there to witness it, I don't feel any shame. If I walk into a room which is full of people, so then the same act induces shame. So why is it that there's always busha associated with chait? I think most of us, because as Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh told us Talmidim, because Mara Bosa Vadam, we relate to more than Mara Shamayim, most of us are careful to do our chatoim in private. That's my modus operandi. So what's the busha? What's the busha? No one knows about it. So apparently when a person's being mizvada, there's such an acute feeling of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's embarrassed before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's, and again, the Kshayasa Truva Yoshe Mecheto, again, so what's the, how does it culminate? It culminates with the Chayav Lezvadas of the Akel, that the person can say, Nichamti Uboshti, Ribon Shalom, I feel your presence. It's so real to me. I'm attuned to the reality of the presence, of your presence, so that Boshti. Sufficiently so that I experience shame. I'm ashamed. I'm embarrassed to stand before you and acknowledge the chotasi avisi pashati. A person who reaches that stage, and that's the stage that we work towards in our tshuva. There's a hiskarvis, gedola tshuva shemekareves ha'odom l'shchina, and then memela, with the tshuva. So then there's a that's what guarantees the response to tefillah. Tshuva all year long, sometimes it has to be waited to be accepted until the aseres me tshuva miskabelasi miyad. So the Yochid also has this koach. And the tzibor, it's kashem alokein b'chol karina elav, but it has to be an outgrowth of tefillah. Just wanted to share one other idea before we begin slichas. We saw the psukim in Parshas Behaloscha about what our reaction to Melchome is, v'chisavol Melchome v'aretzuchem ala tzara tzoreschem v'haryosem chatzotzos. Tefillah, which again, as the Rambam explains, tefillah in context of, as an outgrowth of, as an expression of tshuva. Now, that's one parashah in the Torah. Then the Torah is another parasha here on the bottom of page 3. Ki seitzel ha-milchama alo yevecha v'risa sus v'recha v'amav v'mcha l'siva mehem. You'll see that you're going against a force which is more powerful than you. Nevertheless, don't fear them. Ki Hashem alokach imach ha-malcham eretz mitzrayim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. The coin Mashiach Muhammad speaks to the people. Don't be timid. Don't be afraid. Don't be broken. So two very different reactions to Melchama. Parashas Baaloscha, the Torah speaks of the need for tshuva u'tfila. And in Parashas Shoftim, there's no hint to it. Especially if you follow the view in the Tanoim that Mi Isha Hayore Verach Levav is Kipshuto. It doesn't mean because of Avera Shabiyado. So that means that amongst the armed forces there are Baalei Averus. And yet the Mashiach Muhammad doesn't say anything about tshuva. The Torah doesn't integrate the two parshios. The Torah doesn't integrate the Vahareos and Vahatzotzos with the Kohen Mashiach Muhammad. We would have expected that part of the Kohen Mashiach Muhammad, that in addition to Ki Hashem Lokechem Ha'olech Imachem, would be the Divrei Musa, Divrei Hisaros. No, the two are disjointed, as it were. Torah doesn't integrate them. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim, Mi Yisha Yore Verach Levav Kamashmo, Shein Belibo Koach Lamo Bekishre HaMulchama. He's afraid of war. Umeachash Yikonis Bekishre HaMulchama, when the Chayal does enter battle, Yishoyin al Mikveh Yisrael u'Moshir ve'es Tzara. He should rely upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in whom we place our hope, and who saves us in an Es Tzara. V'yeda shal yichad Hashem hu osa Muhammad. He should know that this isn't a battle over territory. It's a battle over yichad Hashem. The Rambam, again, towards the end of this halacha, reflects that same understanding and says how the kavana of the chayal should be l'kadosh es Hashem. The background to this, the understanding of history the Rambam provides in Igeres Teimon, that from the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by giving us the Torah, singled us out from all the other nations of the world, so we've been the victims of their deep hatred. Kin'unu, they're jealous. Ovde avodah zorah kulam al dosenu kino gedola. Ve'ein lecha zman, 3 lines from the end of this excerpt, me'oz shenitna lonu Torah zo ad zmanenu zeh. Right, from the time the Torah was given, the Rambam says until the 12th century. It hasn't changed since then. Shekol melech ovid avodah zarah gover o machriach o mezgar be'ones she'ein tchilas kavanasa v'dayto listor toraseinu v'lafoch doseinu be'ones v'nitzachu v'cherev k'mo amolek v'sisra v'samcherev v'nuchad netzer v'titus v'adrianus v'harbi chayotze b'hem. The reason that every milchama is al yichud Hashem and why the chayal appropriately can have and should have the kavanah l'kadosh Hashem is because sinas Yisrael is rejection of bechiras Yisrael. It's really milchama being waged against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's prerogative to engage in bechira. And because of that, every milchama is a milchama of the Yichud Hashem. So apparently, when a person goes to fight al Yichud Hashem, that in and of itself elevates him. He doesn't need tshuva. Parshas Bahaloscha is for those who are not being Yotzei L'Milchama. Those who are not engaged in Yichud Hashem, in Kiddush Hashem, so they have the chiyuv of tshuva utfila. And it's not coincidental that the Rambam in the same halacha has the miyo ish hayori v'rach alev of kemashmo'o, and then he segues to yeda shal yichad Hashem osa mulchama. What's the connection? So the connection perhaps is this. By saying ish hayori v'rach alev of is like its simple meaning, the Rambam says that means there are bali avera in the ranks of our forces. But nevertheless, since the person is al yichud Hashem hu osa mulchama, so that in and of itself, is there a tshuva greater than that? No, it doesn't conform with the nusach havidui. It doesn't parallel the specific elements of the normal track of tshuva. But is there a greater tshuva than that? Sha'al yichud Hashem osa mulchama. Is there a greater tshuva than that? Then the person is some nafsho v'kapo l'kadosh Hashem. And the truth is that we have a parallel phenomenon in Rosh Hashanah. The paradox of Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah Yom Hadin, Rosh Hashanah the first day of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. The Rambam says that in order for tshuva to be mechaperes, vidui is indispensable, and we're not mizvada in Rosh Hashanah. So we understand why there's no vidui in Rosh Hashanah, because the mere mention of chait contradicts malchias. Even in the context of tshuva, even in the context of vidui, to mention chait, right, as the Machzorim indicate, that the Arizal used to skip the first Avinu Malkeinu on Rosh Hashanah, even in that context, not to mention chait. The mere mention of chait contradicts malchias. Moshe l'ma'adav adom. Imagine there's a coronation. And in the midst of the coronation, when everyone's pledging their absolute loyalty and obedience to the king, so a villager comes over and says, remember when you were the prince, remember how you went to visit this village and someone threw eggs at you? Well, that was me, and I want you to know that I really feel remorse. So obviously that's totally inappropriate. In the midst of a coronation, there can't be any mention of any dishonor for the king. So in Rosh Hashanah, we can't tolerate mention of chait. We understand that. But where does that leave us? That leaves us handicapped in terms of the Yom HaDin. It leaves us handicapped in terms of the first of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So obviously, it is something to be aware of before Rosh Hashanah, when we don't have that constraint, when we don't have that limitation. But the answer is as follows, that the malchios of Rosh Hashanah, if a person genuinely is imu l'fanai malchios k'desha tam l'chuni aleichem, so that's again, it doesn't parallel the specific elements of the normal track of tshuva, but ein l'cha tshuva gadol l'mizu. Ein lecha tshuva gedolim izu. A person really is Malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all its implications of what it means to recognize Malchus Shamayim, to commit oneself to Malchus Shamayim, to pray for the universality of Malchus Shamayim. Ein lecha tshuva gedolim mizu. The same way the Chayal, he doesn't need Parshas Baal Oscha. The fact that Al Yichad Hashem Hu Osa Melchama and Tia Kavanos L'Kadishus Hashem, Ein Lecha Tshuva Gadol Mizu. It could be that he's a person who has Averus B'yado. Because Mi Isha Yoy V'rach Leva was Kamashmo. The Baal Averus wasn't sent home. He wasn't discharged. But the fact that it's Al Yichad Hashem, that's Ein Lecha Tshuva Gadol Mizu. On Rosh Hashanah, if a person genuinely, knowingly, with a depth, imbu lefanei malchios, kedei shatam lichuni aleichem, is ein lecha tshuva gedol mizu, and in that zuchus, he's nichtav v'nechtam.